Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Jeremy Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and boy, we had a lot going on, I got to tell you. And this show is jam-packed with some controversy. Champions League midweek, we have the quarterfinals set. We know the matchups, and boy, are they juicy. But we didn't get there without some controversy. The Real Madrid-Atletico Madrid game was insane. PSG-Liverpool, unbelievable fixture with a shocking result at the end, and so much more. But that's not all. Last weekend, week 28, English Premier League, Saturday, Sunday, Monday games, we got the recaps ready to roll for you. And although we do have an international break coming up, we got one last weekend of the Premier League before games pick up. Actually, my birthday, April 1st, so it's a good way to come back for the birthday. Premier League fixtures back, but nonetheless, we got some juicy matchups this weekend. Look, the Premier League might be over. Liverpool, it seems like they have it all wrapped up, but that does not mean that these games don't matter. We got Champions League places to fight for, Europa League places to fight for, relegation battles that will be won and lost. And boy, we're going to have it all covered for you here on First Touch nonetheless. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Coming up next, we're going to dive right into the Week 28 EPL recap. I want to save that middle segment for Champions League talk because there's just so many headlines. I mean, we're going to break down the Julian Alvarez penalty kick, the infamous double touch that's ruled off. And, I mean, I got some opinions on it. I know Nico's got some opinions on it. And we've been texting throughout the week. I think we're on opposite sides of where this one stands. And ultimately, whether or not the right call was made, we're going to dive into that. I want to talk, we'll probably talk at the end a little Ballon d'Or race. I think that for a while, Mo Salah was dead in front. No one really looked to be catching him. But he's out of the Champions League now. And guys like Rafinha and Dembele are in the form of their lives. So we'll break down who, at the end of the day, will be taking home the Ballon d'Or this year. Because I got a feeling it's going to be someone new for the first time. No one's repeating this year. No one's getting their second. But nonetheless, up next, we're going to dive right into the Week 28 EPL recap. We got that covered for you guys here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Bean. We'll be right back bringing on my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We're bringing him on, Nico Beef Sauce. How we doing, my man?
Tyler, my man, what is happening? So much action coming our way. We have Premier League, we have Champions League, we had some amazing matchups to take a look at, and we had some upsets, let's face it. Nobody expected Liverpool to get kicked out. They won in France, and they came back to Anfield and didn't even score a goal by a guy that I despise in Ousmane Dembele, man. I hate that guy. Let's get to it.
We'll get into it. Champions League, we'll do in the next segment. I want to start off with the Premier League recap, week 28. Things started off Saturday morning with a bang. Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 0. Forest plus 285 money line cashes, goes under 2.5, plus 138. The only goal came from Hudson-Odoi. Really, really poor from Ederson, gets beat near post. Nonetheless, Forest won't care. They get the win. They stay in third place. They're 2 points above Chelsea. City back down into fifth. And, I mean, unbelievable win for Forest. It's got to be one of their most famous on those grounds. And they're flying right now. I mean, they're really in the hunt for Champions League football next season.
Absolutely. Nottingham Forest is sitting at the moment third, I believe. They're in a Champions League spot, and they're not looking ready to move. They just beat the team that is going for a top four this year, which is Manchester City. This was a great back-and-forth game, a lot of action, tons of shots, both like from inside and outside the box, tons of chances. Ederson was having a great game. Ederson was able to create space for Manchester City with his great feet that we all know he has. He saved some goals, but that error is just unforgivable at that point of the game.
He had a save a couple minutes earlier where he pushed it off the post. Unbelievable save. Got down low, pushed it off the post, saved the goal.
One mental lapse can mean 3 points or none, and that's what happened to Manchester City. All right, these two games, not really much to it. Brighton 2, Fulham 1. Brighton minus 101 cashes, goes over 2.5, minus 136. The cool moment of this game, Jimenez got his goal 35 minutes in. He's had a rough run with injuries and head injuries, but nonetheless, Benteke got the equalizer 41 minutes in. Joao Pedro wins it in the 98th, which is, I mean, look,
it's crazy.
It's a big result. It was a penalty. Brighton are up to 7th, so they're really fighting for that Europa League spot. This one hurts for Fulham. They're down into 10th. So they still have an outside chance at, you know, maybe Conference League at least, which would be great for a club like Fulham. It would be exciting for them to have European nights. But nonetheless,
absolutely,
Brighton take care of business. Any thoughts here?
Listen, to win on the 98th minute with a penalty call is kind of a crazy game. I mean, the Brighton fans must have gone ecstatic. I was watching the game. Marco Silva from Fulham couldn't believe it. He disagreed with the call. He couldn't believe that the ball got in the box at that point of the game. Bad, bad, bad beat for Fulham.
Crystal Palace 1, Ipswich 0. Palace minus 205, under 2.5, plus 110. Sar got the only goal of the game in the 82nd. Not much there. I mean, Crystal Palace still getting wins up to 11th. Ipswich still in 18th. This is looking like, I mean, to be honest, and we'll talk about this, you know, maybe later on if we have time, but this is kind of one of the, I don't want to say the worst Premier League seasons in recent memory, but, I mean, it looks like the relegation battle's all wrapped up. We know Liverpool's winning the league, and it's, you know, March. So, you know, not the best season coming down to the home stretch, but still a lot to fight for in terms of Champions League places, and obviously the Champions League's been fantastic. Nonetheless, I digress. Liverpool 3, Southampton 1. Liverpool money line minus 833 cash. It does go over 3.5 at minus 139. Story of this one, Liverpool lose the first half bet that we both love. Southampton, right before half, got a goal through Smallbone. What a name, by the way. Van Dijk and Alisson, just, you know, a miscommunication leads to a mistake. Good finish. Nonetheless, Darwin Nunez comes on, gets a goal after a brilliant piece of play from Luis Diaz. And Darwin Nunez as well, who's had a rough run and is not the best finisher by any means, holds his run off, makes the run at the correct time. Ball comes to him. He makes no mistake. And just, I believe it was a minute later, maybe two, draws a penalty kick, a rightful penalty. Salah scores it. He gets another penalty in the 88th minute. Liverpool 3, Southampton 1. I mean, Nico, they are now 15 points ahead. They do have a game in hand. So, but you got to figure in even a 12-point gap if Arsenal beats, I believe they play Chelsea on the weekend. It's all but wrapped up for Liverpool, no?
It's definitely wrapped up. And the thing that wraps it up the most is that none of the other teams, none of the contenders, if you wanted to say that, look like anywhere near their high level of performance that we are used to seeing them play. Nobody can put pressure on Liverpool this year. They're going to win it easy.
That's it. Brentford 0, Aston Villa 1. Villa plus 190 cashes, under 3.5, minus 157. Only goal comes from Ollie Watkins. Good result for Villa after a Champions League game, and then they obviously took care of business, which we'll get into as well in the Champions League. They are in 8th. Brentford still down to 12. Not much there. Wolves 1, Everton 1, draw plus 210, under 2.5, minus 159. Chelsea 1, Leicester 0. Chelsea minus 475, under 3.5, minus 113. Cole Palmer misses the first penalty in his Premier League career. And I don't know if you've seen the clip flowing around, but if you guys remember when Chelsea and City played a couple months back, I believe City won 3-1 after the game, you can see Pep Guardiola with Cole Palmer on the field, former player, obviously. They have that relationship. They're laughing, talking it up. Since that happened, he has not scored in the Premier League. He started off with 14 goals in the league, I believe it is. Since then, has gone cold. Did Nico, I need to hear this. Did Pep curse Cole Palmer?
I don't believe in curses, man. I believe that Cole Palmer is just having a very, very bad second half of the year. I did take him as anytime goal scorer. I could believe that I cursed him because
I had him as first goal scorer.
We talked about it.
I had some juice on that. My jaw hit the floor when he missed it, but nonetheless, I don't believe in curses either. I'm just playing, but I'm sure he'll get back in form. He's a fantastic player. Tottenham 2, Bournemouth 2, draw plus 285, over 3.5, minus 104. Tavernier, that first goal, the Kirk has assist, is unbelievable. They opened things up 42 minutes in. They went up 2-0 through Evan Nielsen in the 65th. Tottenham, 67th, get one right back through Sar. Sun scores a penalty in the 84th to rescue a point, not much. But this one I want to talk about here. Man United 1, Arsenal 1. Draw plus 250 cashes, under 2.5, minus 148. A beautiful Bruno Fernandes free kick gave United the 1-0 lead going into halftime. Their first halftime in 18 games. Declan Rice got the equalizer in the 74th, celebrated like he won the World Cup. That was interesting. You'd think a quote-unquote title-contending team against the worst Manchester United in recent memory, they score that equalizer, they get the ball back out of the net and go and try and get another one. No, they're too busy celebrating. Nonetheless, David Raya saves Arsenal in this game. Do not get it twisted. United should have won this game. They should have won it.
Yes.
And David Raya had an unbelievable foot save. It gave me De Gea vibes on Mazraoui second half. And then right as the game is coming to a close, Bruno Fernandes off of a Mazraoui cross, beautiful run of play for United, goes to finish it. David Raya makes a save, gets up, ball is spinning, dives, and gets another one. Nico, what did Manchester United do right in this game?
Listen, this game was a very, very fun game to watch. First of all, we saw two teams contending and trying to win the game. I felt that from the start when Manchester United started playing the game. They went in there, they were trying to score a goal. I did say that that's their only chance of like winning any games at Old Trafford is score and score first. start off on a good foot and try to put the game in the right direction early. Listen, it is very, very special. Don't get it twisted. It is very, very special to see direct free kicks being scored. I mean, we don't see that often anymore.
We used to have
massive specialists. We used to have Junito Pernambucano. We used to have Zidane. We used to have monsters, David Beckham. It's very rare to see such a beautiful goal. I mean, I got up from my seat and started clapping.
Bruno is getting a lot of slack. I don't know why. He carries this team. He had a hat trick yesterday in the Europa League. I mean, the guy, if you look at his match ratings, go back, look at the numbers, look at the chances created. He's created more chances than De Bruyne in the most recent years. People who are comparing him to Odegaard, please. I mean, Arsenal fans, sit down. They are not even in the same world. Odegaard, he can't tie Bruno's shoes.
You know what it is?
Come on, man.
Bruno had a very bad continuation of red cards, remember?
Yeah, that was crazy. Big. But yes. Nonetheless, you can't take away what he has done for this club.
Absolutely not.
To be honest, I'm seeing a bit of a turn with Ruben Amorim in the squad. We saw yesterday, first of all, Xerxe has been a completely different player night and day. I mean, he has been unbelievable. His skills, and the reports are, and why this makes sense, he's staying late. He's the last person to leave training. He's getting extra help from the coaches. He's there early. He's there before everybody. The kid got criticized. He's working hard, and we're seeing
performances
that reflect that. His performance last night was his best thus far in a United jersey. He's very talented. He has great footwork. He might not be the best finisher, but I don't see him as a number nine anyways. I can see him playing in maybe that spot below the striker in Amorim's formation next to a guy like Bruno, next to a guy like Garnacho. Maybe he plays up top, a little false nine vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Nonetheless, great player. That's it. It's encouraging to see United win games. Had a good result yesterday in the Europa League. We'll see how this weekend works. We're going on the road to Leicester. But, all right, let's wrap this one up real quick. West Ham 0, Newcastle 1, Newcastle plus 120, under 2.5, plus 111 on the Monday game. Great weekend of Premier League football. And up next, we will be chatting about the unbelievable midweek fixtures in the Champions League, the fixtures to come next, and all the controversy that came with the second leg of these matches.
Oh, man.
First touch rolls on, baby. Tal Levine coming right back with Nico Beef Sauce here on the Sports Byline USA.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944. All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to First Touch here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, these Champions League games were special. It felt like in almost every matchup that one way or another, something crazy happened. We're going to start Barcelona 3, Benfica 1. Barcelona minus 225 money line cashes, over 3.5, minus 123. Easy. We're not talking about this because it was a crazy game. We're not talking about this because it was a shocking result. We expected Barcelona to win. We expected them to take care of business. They did just that. Why I'm talking about this game strictly is Lamine Yamal. He had an assist to Rafinha to open the game that, I mean, for him to be doing these things at 17 is insane. I mean, he sat down two grown men, sat them down, and whether or not it was a shot that went errant or, you know, or an intentional pass, I don't care. What matters is he dropped two grown men, made them look foolish, and then they scored a goal. And then not only that, Otamendi then scores right back for Benfica. It's 1-1. We might be thinking, okay, we have a fixture here. Off of a free kick, set piece, whatever it is, ball goes long, it's running out of bounds. He sprints it down, hawks it down, has to touch it, runs out of bounds, come back and gets it, and he's stuck in the corner one-on-one with somebody. He takes it to the top of the box and hits one of the coolest, calmest finesse shots that I've ever seen in my life, and it is an unbelievable finish. At 17, this kid is insane. I mean, him and Rafinha are unstoppable. Rafinha is, for me right now, and we can get into this more, the leader for the Ballon d'Or race. I mean, Salah's out of the Champions League. He's having an unbelievable season. He also has 13 penalties. You know how many Rafinha has? I believe maybe one or two. Rafinha's playing at all-time highs. Hansi Flick has done wonders with this team. Barcelona look dangerous. I expect them to walk through PSG, but nonetheless, Nico, Lamine Yamal, how about this kid, man?
Man, listen, we talked about him over the years in the summer. We saw what an impact he made for Spain, ultimately winning the cup for them. If you think that's a simple thing to do, you're absolutely nuts. This guy is coming on the field, and he's not only putting effort behind it, but as you just described, my man, this guy brings out skill. You're seeing this kid playing with such mature and skillful level, scoring goals that, like, professionals deep in their 30s are dreaming of scoring, and he's making it look easy. Everybody knows
playground
about him now.
People can't keep up. It's crazy.
There's no surprise anymore. Like, you know, that you can't excuse to be like, oh yeah, they were surprised by Lamine Yamal. Everybody knows what's coming, and they simply can't stop it. That Barcelona offense spits fire, and the fact that they won in Portugal with 10 men says it all. I mean, they were never going to get kicked out of this one.
That might not have been a shocking result, but for PSG to go into Anfield and win 1-0, hit the plus 180 money line, it goes under 3.5, minus 126. Those two things they're nuances for me.
Yeah.
This PSG team might be the best I've seen in 10 years. Dembele, I know you don't like him. You can't excuse the fact that he scored 22 goals in 2025 alone since January 1st. Douay, however you say his name, is the second coming of Neymar, it looks like. The Prince of Paris, they're calling him. The kid is so smooth. I mean, they look unbelievable. And look, just calling it for what it is, I don't think there's any debate around what I'm about to say. This is unequivocally, definitely, the best result in their Champions League history. This is the biggest game in their Champions League history. By far, I know they've been to finals, this, that, and the other thing. I've had crazy games. To go to Anfield and win 1-0 in their house after they blanked you and yours, and to go through and win on penalties, and Liverpool's penalties weren't great, and Donnarumma was fantastic. This team is different. This feels different than PSG teams in the past. Luis Enrique has them ticking, working hard, pressing up high. They're involved offensively, defensively. They're unbelievable. I mean, do you have any questions about what I just said? Am I foolish?
No. Listen. I agree with everything, but the thing to mention here is very, very simple. Luis Enrique has exactly done what he went there to do. He went there, he lost one of his best players, because let's face it, Mbappe is going to be the best player in any team he goes pretty much. And he was able to leave the team with a consistency. Now PSG is clicking, they're playing for each other, they're defending all together.
They're better than they were with him. They're better
than Mbappe.
Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi. How insane is that?
That's exactly what I'm getting to, is that like when you have players that are playing for each other and they're covering for each other, you can lack a little bit of skill because they're not as skillful as Neymar and Messi, but they're trying harder and they're playing for each other. That makes a huge difference in the game. And listen, Liverpool lost a lot of goals in this game. They missed a lot of chances. They hit the post twice. Donnarumma was amazing, but that's what you got to do to beat Liverpool. Only Nottingham Forest has blanked Liverpool this year, and Liverpool has only lost two games, I believe, in the entirety of the year. That's what makes it special.
And Nuno Mendes is playing like the best left back in the world. Pocketed Salah in both legs.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to give him a shout. All right, we got to get to this one. Atletico Madrid 1, Real Madrid 0. But Madrid goes through on penalties, not without controversy. Atletico Madrid, however, their money line does cash plus 170. It does go under 2.5, plus 102. Gallagher scored 30 seconds in, and that was the game's only goal. It shouldn't have been. Mbappe, off of a beautiful Jude Bellingham through ball, makes two defenders look absolutely silly, took it out in the box, penalty drawn. It goes to Vinicius Jr., one of the worst penalties I've ever seen. He misses it. It goes into extra time. This game is a bloodbath. 1-0 does not reflect how entertaining this fixture was. It was unbelievable. Don't get that twisted. But the real controversy comes in penalties. Julian Alvarez nets a PK, and VAR calls it off for touching it twice, which for UCL rules, even if it's an unintentional double touch, it does not count. FIFA rules for the World Cup are different. If it's unintentional, it still counts. They're now re-looking at the rule because it is a foolish rule, just putting it out there. I don't think there's anyone that disagrees with that. It's not like he did some like trick. He slipped in it. He touched the ball twice. When you look at the replay from behind, it doesn't look like he did. You look at the other angle, it does. Calling it for what it is, it was the right call. The rule is silly, but Real Madrid go through on penalties now, and that's it. Atletico Madrid, in their history, have never beaten Real Madrid in a two-legged European fixture. They faced twice in the Champions League finals as well. Real Madrid won both. I mean, Nico, this has to be the worst way to go out. I mean, it's just terrible.
Listen, you know, the amount of effort Atletico Madrid put in this game is absolutely amazing. I mean, 120 minutes of nonstop work on the field, running for every single ball, running for second balls, trying to actually score goals against Madrid. It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to give Madrid space. They're going to punish you. They got Vini and Mbappe out front that are absolutely bullet fast. They did it. I mean, 11 shots on target and one goal shows the amount of effort that was put into this game, although we had no goals. And then you get to that penalty call, which I agree with you. It's a rule. They followed it. Great. I mean, I don't like it. I think I think you should retake the penalty, if anything.
Yes.
But to kind of take a goal away from a player off of an accidental slip sounds to me bogus. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It should just be a retake. It shouldn't count, but it should be a retake. Like, I get it. We have to find some middle ground here because it's just not it. Julian Alvarez, by the way, I mean, you got to tip your hat, man. That kid ran for 120 minutes. And you heard Thierry Henry talking about it in the post-match. Guys are going out. DePaul's getting injured. Guys pulling muscles. They're coming out. Everyone works hard in Atletico Madrid. We know that. But for Julian Alvarez to run the way he did for 120 minutes, he played fantastic. Correa played fantastic as well. He came on as a substitute, had some good chances.
Yes.
But this is Real Madrid, man. It's like they got some like black magic on the Champions
League. They just have that aura on the field that no matter what happens, I'm going to miss a penalty, I'll get a red, I'll find a way to get it done.
It's crazy, man. So with the other games, not going to really touch on them. Bayern, Inter, Dortmund, Arsenal, and Villa all go through. That means these next round of matchups in the quarterfinals, which are on April 8th and 9th, we have Real Madrid and Arsenal, PSG and Villa, Barcelona and Dortmund, and then Bayern and Inter. So, Nico, with all that being said, who do you now like to match up in the final and to take it home? Because I think that obviously Liverpool had to be the favorite. They were playing better than everybody, and now they're out. Where do you think
I mean, listen, I think that form-wise, Barcelona and Liverpool were the teams. I thought that Liverpool was going to make it to the final and get through PSG. Now I feel like Real Madrid has to be knocked out for anybody else to be the favorite to reach the final on that side. Because I feel like Barcelona has a clearer way to the final. I feel like the next matchup between Real Madrid and Arsenal decides it.
I mean, the idea of an El Clasico final is just, I mean, come on, man. That is cinema.
That's what people die for.
That is cinema, man. I mean, I literally just got chills just saying it out loud. And look, I'm a United fan. Premier League is the league that I really watch. But don't get it twisted. I mean, we grew up and got to witness the greatest era of El Clasicos ever, with Ronaldo and Messi in their primes, the Xavis, the Iniestas, the Xavi Alonso, Sergio Ramos, Pepe, I mean, Bale, Ozil.
And don't forget, listen, Mourinho on the bench, Pep Guardiola on the bench.
Oh, man. Like,
come on.
Dude, I am salivating for it. And to be honest, Barcelona have had Real Madrid's number all season. Now, with that being said, when they face off May 31st, things were very different in the first matchup at the Bernabeu. Mbappe was still settling in. There was a lot of injury problems. Real Madrid are turning a corner. They're getting guys healthy again. Raul Asensio has stepped up and made a name and established himself as the guy that would be that center back. Valverde,
for sure,
best right back in the world, best center mid. I mean, he could play any position. That would just be – that's what I think will happen, to be honest, and I couldn't be more excited. But – nonetheless, we're going to keep covering. Champions League action is just too good, man. And we're going to keep covering it for the remainder of the season. Next fixtures won't be till April 8th and 9th. So we got a little break about talking about it. But we will not have breaks talking about Premier League. Up next, we're going to get into the Week 29 preview Saturday and Sunday slate before the international break. Guys will be going hard, and we'll be having it covered. So our predictions coming up, Week 29 EPL preview up next. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here on First Touch. Don't move.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Ty Levine, and Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get right into it. Week 29, English Premier League. Man, these weeks are just flying by. I cannot believe it's already the 29th week. Maybe it's because every week I have to watch Manchester United make me suffer. That's it's flying by because I'm
maybe
my emotions are numb. I'm dead inside, but I'm still loving it. You can't help but love it. And what a weekend of games we have. Some really intriguing matchups. Some relegation battles. Saturday slate starts off Everton home versus West Ham. Everton plus 110, draw plus 220, West Ham plus 280, over 2.5 plus 120, under 2.5 minus 161. Everton roll for me. I love plus 110 for them here. They've been playing great. They're at home. West Ham have been up and down all season long. Tough game Monday, short turnaround. I know neither of these teams are playing in Europe. What do you got?
Yeah, I think West Ham losing the last game at home against Newcastle is going to make them really want to get a point here. Not for anything, because, I mean, they're not going to get relegated and they're not going to go for a top six, but at least get a point on the road. I don't see Everton keep winning every single game. Like we said before, they got a draw, maybe another draw coming up.
What do you think about the total? Are you feeling? I kind of think the under 2.5 is what hits here. I think if Everton wins, it's going to be like 1-0. It's going to be 1-1.
It's all in the first goal. If a quick goal gets scored within like the first 25, the game can open up. Both of these teams are going to settle for the point at the end of the day, I feel.
Ipswich home versus Nottingham Forest. Forest minus 110, draws plus 260. I don't know why. I can never find lines on Ipswich. I'll pull it up now. But while I'm
it's
looking,
plus 300.
Plus 300. I figured it was something high. Maybe it's just the Action Network, which is what I use to pull the lines. Just that they just don't believe they ever have a chance to win, so they just put question mark. But over 2.5 is minus 123. Under 2.5 is minus 105. I can't understand. Why? I mean, do I have to go and double check? This is Nottingham Forest actually only minus 110 here.
Yeah, they're minus 110, and I feel like it's because, I mean, Forest have been playing very well at home, but away from home, they've had some bad results. I don't know if there's any players that are injured or maybe suspended, and that's what causes the line to be at that level, but I do believe that they win this game at the end of the day. Ipswich at home is their best chance to get a point, but I feel like Forest will score at least twice.
I have to agree with you there. I'm going to check the lineups before this game actually starts. If Forrest isn't missing multiple guys, then I'm just going to hammer this. I mean, I don't – minus 110 is just too good a value. Let's keep in mind, this is the best Forrest have ever been. They're third in the Premier League, and Ipswich are 18th with 17 points. Forrest have lost 7 games and tied 6. Ipswich have lost 17 games. So I'll be riding with Nottingham Forrest, and I will be hammering it. City home versus Brighton, interesting one. City minus 150, draw plus 333, Brighton plus 350, over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 147. This is going to be a tricky one for City, who are not good defensively. Brighton are capable of taking their chances, but I still think City get it done. Considering, you know, they're out of the Champions League, you know what I mean? They're rested, they got guys healthy, they got more time to train with their new players. I think this is a good spot for City to take advantage.
I feel like the best value in this game, and I'm going to take it personally if you want to tail, but it's going to be over 3.5. I rarely bet over 3.5 because the fourth goal with VAR cancellations is so easy to just get away from you every game. But I do believe that Brighton is going to score and City is going to definitely play forward. They're playing at home, and I see a very explosive first half. and definitely goals in the second half coming as well.
City are fighting for Champions League, so they got to get something here. Southampton Wolves, I couldn't be less interested. I'll give you the lines, but we're just going to go to the next one. Wolves plus 105, draw plus 250, Southampton plus 270, over 2.5 minus 126, under 2.5 minus 101. I do like the over actually here. I'll give you that, but other than that, let's get to the next one because this one's juicy. Bournemouth home versus Brentford. Bournemouth minus 135, draw plus 310, Brentford plus 330, over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 146. Brentford, terrible away from home. Bournemouth, very good at home, healthy again. I'm taking them minus 135. They played very well on the road at Tottenham. I expect them to take care of business here. What do you
think? I love their money line here, man.
Yeah,
I
me too.
I love their money line. I feel like they're so strong at home. The only games that they're struggling with is away. They're going to win this one.
Big one, Sunday morning, Arsenal home versus Chelsea. Arsenal minus 125, draw plus 270, Chelsea plus 340. Over 2.5 minus 115, under 2.5 minus 110. I mean, look, Chelsea are much like Manchester City, want top four. Arsenal are dead in the water again, with no chance of pretty much winning anything. I mean, yes, the Champions League, but like other than that, let's be realistic. It's probably not going to happen. It hasn't happened in their history. Why would it happen now? I think they did. I don't know, man. I like the draw here. I don't beat Arsenal right now. I think that they're just not. It's not it. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you something, man. Like Arsenal is so unpredictable because they're playing all these like weird players in weird positions, and you don't really know what you're gonna get. They scored 7 goals in Netherlands, and then they couldn't score. They barely made it in Old Trafford against one of the worst Manchester United in 20 years. So I do think Chelsea can definitely get a result here. The problem is that Chelsea can go up a goal and lose, just like they did with Villa, just like they did with Fulham this year. They're very unpredictable as well. I love the draw.
Let me ask you this. When push comes to shove with Chelsea, and then we'll get to the other two games on the slate. When push comes to shove with Chelsea, do they make top four? The last game of the season's done. Is Chelsea in the top four for you?
Listen, I do think that Chelsea has to get top four this year. And I do think they're going to get it. I do think they're going to win the Conference League, which gets them a Europa League spot, but that's not enough. They won that Champions League money and they won that Champions League exposure. I do believe they finished top four. The problem is, as of right now, if Chelsea makes top four, teams like City, Newcastle, and Brighton are staying out. So,
well, there's always the potential that, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know if this changes if, just hypothetically, a Premier League team won the Europa League, but I believe there's potential that a fifth spot is awarded to the Premier League based on the new format.
That's true. You do get the extra spot, but what's the chances? I mean, Manchester United is not going to have it easy to win the Europa League. I do think Chelsea, though, if you look at the Conference League table, there's not a team that can play.
I mean, if they don't win that, that's pathetic. I'm just throwing it out now. But nonetheless, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. I think with City not being in any of these other competitions, they're going to – I mean, I know they're in the FA Cup, but, I mean, no League Cup, no Champions League. That's a light schedule for a deep squad like them as they get healthier and as they – keep in mind, they just made a ton of signings. So these guys need to get acclimated with one another, learn to play for Pep. I think that as we go into the tail end of the season, I expect their form to pick up, and I think that they're going to ultimately find their way into that four spot. The real question is if Nottingham Forest can keep up the form. The question is it going to be Chelsea and City in the top four, or are we going to see Forest regress and drop out? I don't know. I like Forest. I'm rooting for them to be in the Champions League. I think that would be a great story. But let's get back to the games. Fulham home versus Tottenham. Fulham plus 100. Draw plus 275. Tottenham plus 255. Over 2.5 minus 180. Under 2.5 plus 133. Tottenham, much like Chelsea for me, you just do not know what you're going to get. Is James Maddison going to go off and Son going to have a great game with Brendan Johnson bagging goals? Or are we going to see the pathetic Spurs that we've seen for 75% of the season? Where do you go with this one, Nico?
I love the over 2.5. I love it's minus 180, so it's not too juicy. I do think that Fulham is going to win this game at the end of the day because Tottenham is coming up for the European game, and they're going to have fresh legs.
And it was a tough fight, too. It's not like they cruised through this fixture.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't, they didn't get to rest, guys. They had to really go for it. It was not easy at all. I also like Fulham in this spot. I think they bounced back after a tough loss to Brighton last weekend. Fulham are one of those teams. When they're clicking, and they're a good team at home, Tottenham are a terrible team away. I think for me,
if they can find a way to get Smith Rowe on the ball,
if Iwobi's clicking, I mean, their attack is potent. Robinson's a great player. So I think they'll take care of business as well. I like the spot here at plus 100, even money, no juice required. I'm taking that as well. There's a lot of fixtures I really like this weekend. I see a lot of value on a lot of these, you know, mid-tier, mid-table teams that aren't the best but certainly know how to take care of business. All right, another one that I really like, and I rarely say this on this show, Leicester home versus Manchester United. United are minus 120 on the road. I feel like we played Leicester 100 times this season. Draws plus 270, Leicester plus 330, over 2.5, minus 130, under 2.5, plus 100. I know it's a short, you know, United played midweek, tough game against Arsenal last weekend.
But I got to say,
I'll
let you answer this question. United have been playing significantly better, it feels like, for the last couple games in a row, no?
United's taking the W here. That's what you want me to say, and that's what I'm going to say because I believe it. I do think that they build on a good performance because that's really the only way that you can progress in any type of sport. You have to take a good performance and build on it. If you have the greatest game of your life and then you go back to, you know, losing and conceding goals and making mistakes, then everything is back to where it was before. They win this game and they make themselves feel better because it doesn't really mean anything for United's season.
It doesn't, but I think at this point in the year, where it's not just United, where a lot of these teams are at, especially if you have new managers, it's now who's going to be here next year? Who are we looking to offload this summer? Who's getting on a new contract? I mean, look, United season is over. We can potentially win the Europa League to get Champions League spot. If we don't, we're going to have probably no European football at all, which, to be honest, next season I think is fine for me. I would rather just be able to rebuild. But, I mean, look, United's had, and I didn't mention this guy in earlier in the show when we were speaking, Aiden Heaven is a stud. We picked him up in January from Arsenal for $1 million, which is, that's absolutely nothing in today's day and age. He just had he got his first start for the team. Guys are out injured. He started against Sociedad at home in the Europa League. Won 100% of his duels, aerial duels, tackles. No one dribbled past him. Cool, calm, collected, left-footed, good on the ball, comfortable on the ball, looks confident, looks smooth.
That's the only way that you can give a team some type of identity is have some good players in there with quality and then start integrating younger guys that are going to fall right into place and they're going to listen to the coach and do exactly what he says. And then you get a team that's cohesively playing the game, both on defense and offense, scoring goals to get results.
And this is how a rebuild should be done, though, because that's what this 100%. Is. And look, there's a lot. There's not much that I've been happy about at all. The ownership has been terrible. Recruitment has been terrible for the last 10, 12 years. It's been bad. But I got to say, Dorgu looked fantastic last night as well. Aiden Heaven, both of them we secured for cheap. I mean, Lenny Yoro, I know we spent a bag on him, but he's young. I go back to that Mourinho interview where he's talking about United and Manchester City, and he's listing off the players, and he's naming the City players, and he's saying those are investments from the past. And now they're thriving, and now they're winning leagues. And that's
– Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. You can't
– And Barcelona did it too.
Yeah, exactly. Go look at Barcelona's lineup from two seasons ago. It'll be like, who even are these guys? And now look where they're at. And for me as a United fan, this is where I would like to be. I'd like to be getting guys who are younger, who are cheap, who are coming in and we're giving them their first senior appearance. Much like, Chito Martin, Obi Martin, whatever his name is, the striker. I mean, this is how a rebuild should be done. And,
yes.
And now they're getting their first professional experience under one manager who hopefully is here. And they learn the style of play, and that's it. But nonetheless, we'll dive some more into Ballon d'Or talk coming up next for the 2-minute drill here on First Touch. What a great show this has been. So much action. So fired up. I hate that we have an international break next week. But nonetheless, let's do a little Ballon d'Or talk. I want to hear your favorite and why coming up next for the 2-minute drill. First Touch rolls on. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Time for 2 minute drill here on First Touch. You're their host, Tyler Levine and Nico B. Sauce. Ballon d'Or talk. Nico, who do you got as of right now? When push comes to shove, who's winning the Ballon d'Or at the end of the season?
I'm going to say Rafinha wins it, man. I mean, I don't see a player having a better season than him. I do believe that Barcelona is going to make it at least to the Champions League final. And whoever they play from that side, Barcelona is not going to be the underdog. As you said before, they played with Real Madrid a few times this year. They beat them.
Yeah.
End of the season game is going to be completely different. But Rafinha is 2-1 right now, followed by Kylian Mbappe at 5-2. And Mohamed Salah has dropped 11-2.
I got to say, and I hate just for, you know, to have better conversation, I hate to say that I agree, but I mean, he's got 13 goals and 7 assists in 26 matches in La Liga. He started all 26, average match rating 7.99 out of 10. In the Champions League, as a slot, he has 11 goals and 5 assists in 10 games with an average match rating of an 8.5. And then in the 3 Copa del Rey games that he has, 1 goal, 4 assists, 8.45 match rating. If I mean, they are right now, I'm going to pull up the table. They're top of La Liga, level with Real Madrid on points with a game in hand. So you figure they win that game in hand. They're 3 points up on Madrid. They, for me, are the favorites to win the Champions League. I mean, this was his career resurrection has been unbelievable. I mean, this guy is unstoppable at the moment. And for me, the difference for him and Salah is, one, he's now still in the Champions League. Two, I don't know how many penalty goals he has, but I know Salah has around 13. And it's just, he's doing it.
It's not a penalty. It's not a penalty thing, man. I mean, they're both having an amazing season. It's just that Rafinha seems to be carrying Barcelona across all competitions. Salah getting out of the Champions League is a big punch to the gut.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. All right, next week, Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, as always, we'll be recapping last week's English Premier League action. We'll probably think of some fun stuff to go through as well, just because it is the international break. We got a couple, 2 weeks off from games. But nonetheless, as always, thank you so much for tuning in here with your hosts, Todd Levine and Nico Beef Sauce on First Touch, presented by Sports Overnet America. Listen to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We will see you guys next week. I'm going to rip some Fortnite and eat some steak. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Talk soon.
See you guys.